Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. Well, but today we have a video that teaches us 7 tips to wake up without coffee. So I don't know if you guys are like a super coffee addict that you have to have coffee before you could actually make your brain to function in the morning. But me personally, I like milk tea, but this video, it talks about tips to wake ourselves up without, you know, caffeine. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Studies show that exposing yourself to cold water can activate components of the brain responsible for regulating wakefulness, make you feel alert. Researchers have also found that the shock of cold shower water can increase your metabolic rate further, reducing feelings of fatigue. Studies show that exposing yourself to cold water can activate components of the brain responsible for regulating wakefulness, making you feel alert. Researchers have also found that the shock of cold water can increase your metabolic rate further, reducing feelings of fatigue. 我们首先来看的是 activate 这个字 activate 呢，还有指使什么东西活化的意思。 那我们现在更常把它使用在就是启动某种东西， 像是有时候电影里面会看到的 nuclear weapon has been activated， 这个核武呢已经被启动了。那跟它长得很像的字呢， 还有 activity， activity 指的是活动， 它的 V-I-T-Y 的 I 呢只有发短音， 耳的音 activity。 activity， 那像是我们有时候会说课外活动， 我们就会说 extra curriculum activity， extracurricular activity 就是课外活动。 再我们来看 component， component 呢指的是零件或者是成分的意思， 那它的重音在 PO 的地方， component， component， 像是我们可以说 loyalty is one of the crucial components of an employee， 对一个公司忠诚呢是很重要的， 身为一个员工很重要的要素之一这样子。 再我们来看 regulate， regulate 呢有指调整或者是管理的意思， regulate 重音在前面， 那一是发微笑的嘴型 at 的音 regulate， 那它的名词呢则是 regulation， 重音在 la 的地方 regulation， 它有指就是规章或者是条例的意思。 而且我就可以说 I don't see why people don't follow traffic regulations because they're basically made to protect our lives. 就是我不懂为什么大家都会不遵守交通规则， 因为交通规则基本上就是来保护我们生命安全的， right? 那还有一个很像的字呢， 叫做regular。 Regular 就是指一般的或者是正常的。 那我们有时候比如说点餐的时候就会问你饮料， Do you want regular or large? 你要一般大小的还是特大杯的， 就是这个regular这一个字。 再我们来看 shock， shock 有指就是冲击震动或者是震惊的意思。 他们可能可以说 He was still in shock after the car accident， 他在这个车祸之后呢还是处于震惊之中。 那或者是像是地震， 地震的余震呢就叫做 aftershock。 那或者是如果讲到冲击的话， 我们也可以说是 culture shock。 culture shock 我们指的就是文化冲击，像你到一个地方了， 你 对文化上有任何不习惯的就可以叫 culture shock。 So one of the culture shocks that I experienced in the UK is people drive on the right， 就是呢我唯一在英国碰到一个最大的文化冲击就是他们开车呢是靠右的。那还有一个发音很像的字呢， 就是shark， 它的O呢， O和A这边都是发R的音， 那shark呢 要多一个R的感觉， shark 是鲨鱼的意思。 再我们来看 increase， increase 呢指的是增加， 那它的反义呢就是decrease， 就是减少的意思。 像是我们可以说 There is an obvious increase in backstock items ever since the decrease of the demand， 自从需求减少之后呢， 仓库里堆积的商品好像越来越多了。 再我们来看 metabolic， metabolic 呢指的是新陈代谢的， 它是形容词。 那新陈代谢这个字呢， 比较常以 名词的形式出现， 那就是 metabolism， metabolism 重音在 TA 的地方， metabolism 它就是指新陈代谢的意思。 像是我们常会用 boost 这个字来讲增进新陈代谢， 我们就会说 regular exercising boosts your metabolism， 就是说你规律的运动呢就会增进你的新陈代谢。 最后我们来看 fatigue， fatigue 呢指的是疲劳， 那它的重音在TI的地方， 那I要记得发E的长音 fatigue， fatigue， 那A则短音fatigue。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Studies show that exposing yourself to cold water can activate components of the brain responsible for regulating wakefulness, make you feel alert. Researchers have also found that the shock of cold shower water can increase your metabolic rate further, reducing feelings of fatigue. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I know it's only a Thursday and we have two more days of work, but you could try these means mentioned in the video and make yourself stay alive, awake, and alert in the morning. Or maybe I know something that you can probably leave your recordings below so that you are extra awake and enthusiastic in the morning. And I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!